Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
I want a little something more. Don't want the middle or the one before. I don't desire complicated past. I want a love that will last.
Good afternoon and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest today has been mentoring and training women to develop and grow their own businesses for over 16 years. She found her dream life career after leaving the corporate world, kept working it while raising a family, and is so grateful for it now that she is an empty nester. Her mission is to help other women do the same, create a dream job they love so they can financially contribute to their household income, reduce debt, and even set themselves up for retirement. I'm already goosebumping. She does this all just by adding a little bit of sparkle to someone's life. Cindy Vanderstreet, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I'm so happy to be here.
Can you see the hair on my arms? It is so strong. It's such a simple world that you're in. But before we even get into it, hosting a party and all of the great things that come along with that, you are a loyal West Bridgewater resident for how many years?
27 years, a little bit more than half my life.
Can you even believe that you, and where were you raised?
Brockton, Mass. Brockton.
Wow. Yeah. And so 27 years, how does that feel?
It feels great to be, again, it all goes with everything. It's just to be part of a community. It's great. 27 years.
Mm. So 16 years in your industry. Mm-hmm. Now, did I say the word easy? I said the word easy. Now, it is a job what you do. So there is some easy aspects of it. But in the 16 years you've been in direct sales, specifically with jewelry you've been in, what have you noticed in the home party sort of industry?
Yeah, well, the home party is still alive and well.
And people think that that's not true.
Oh, it's true. Women more than ever, especially even now more than ever, they just want to connect. Yeah. They want to be together.
They want to be together. They want to have joy.
They want to have joy. They want to be around each other, have some laughter, have some, you know, connection. And jewelry is just really fun.
Now, you said, I was very surprised to hear that you were not always confident.
No. Well, I mean, in this business, especially when I first started out, I mean, it was more of a hobby. And I didn't really know a lot, but as you go through, just like within life, as you when you do something more than once and you do it a couple times, many times, you build that confidence.
Yeah.
The 16 years I've built quite a bit.
Yes. I remember trying to sell Tupperware. I was 18. Can you believe?
I love that you were 18 and trying to sell Tupperware.
I was 18. And so I don't know. We're going to talk about college students later. And so because I was 18 and that thought just popped in my head just now, I don't know why I was so surprised about college students being ideal to sort of take on this kind of a side hustle.
Well, I think women in general, no matter what age today, they want to do something for themselves. I think when we were younger, we relied on our parents for a lot of that.
Yeah.
But today women, they want to do it for themselves. So being 18 and taking on the world in their own eyes, what a wonderful way to do it.
Well, I had a full-time job. So I was doing that on the side. It was a side hustle. They didn't even call it that back then. Now, your confidence has increased. What has it done to your self-esteem? And is it the, sort of organizing and speaking at the parties to share all of the different information?
Yeah, well, you know, over the years and over time, Nicole, first of all, I was always given somebody to help me through all of that, right? You have someone who walks you through all of that.
Yeah.
But it's just as you do things, you become more confident. You become more, I guess, just when you love something, the confidence shows. When you love something, you just have to share it. It's not necessarily even confidence. It's just, it's respect for what you do. It's passion for what you do comes across as confidence.
Now, what value do you see in yourself now that you didn't really see in yourself years ago?
I just, you know, first of all, respect for what I can do, but also this feeling of I can actually do it. So not always do we feel like we can get through something and do something. Am I valuable enough? Are the things that I'm doing, are they valuable enough, the things that I say?
Am I worthy?
When I started many years ago, I just wanted to contribute again financially and feel like I had something for myself.
Yeah.
And today, to be able to give that to other women, for them to feel like they have something for themselves.
Wow, you're going to make me cry. Yeah,
it's pretty great.
It's pretty amazing the way that you're saying, I'm telling you, you see the tear in my eye right now? Like the way that you're so graceful, the way that you explain it, it really goes back to that heart-centered living.
It's what I'm about. You know, it's what it's given me. If I can give that to others, that's everything.
Now, on a fun note, you know, you can host a party and earn free jewelry, which, you know, is such a wonderful thing. But, you know, what does hosting really mean for most women?
Women love to get together. They like to be with their friends. Some love to entertain. They just like to gather, and they like to have that girl time, girlfriends.
And I want to say even the organization of it brings women together.
So that has changed over the last few months, but organizing, getting the girls, doing a theme party.
Yeah, that's what
That's totally fun. And even on Zoom, we've been doing a lot of Zoom. We're doing it there too. You know, still having fun on Zoom. So that's been a whole new world since the pandemic.
Yeah, and you've had to shift and adjust.
Had to shift, adjust, pivot.
Had to. I say had to because this is a business. It is a real business for you.
Completely real.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest, you know, unrecognized thing about direct sales. People will say to me, oh, well, that's, you know, you're just selling jewelry. Well, yeah, I am selling jewelry, but this is my job. But
would you like to see my tax refund my tax W-2s to show the income that I'm able to make is really, really intriguing. Now, who is ideal to host a party? People, obviously, women who love to entertain and gather and connect. Who else?
Well, I think back to me. So stay-at-home moms, you know, at-home moms who just need to get out to do something to call for themselves, do something for themselves. Working moms with small children, they want to have fun outside of the home. Anyone who loves jewelry, anyone who wants to have adult conversation. I'm trying to think of myself throughout the years.
The adult conversations is huge.
Huge.
You know?
I mean, when I started years ago, my kids, you know, I loved being home with them, but I just needed to be around anyone that was taller than 4 feet, you know, have that adult conversation. It was very important.
And you want to talk about more than just sippy cups and diapers.
Absolutely.
And things like that. You know, you want to raise your level of awareness and you want to use your brain.
Absolutely.
In more ways.
Yeah. Did go to college, was a stay-at-home mom, which I loved being, but I also loved having a business to call my own.
Yeah, it's really, really important. There's not a whole lot of people that can embrace the at-home mom lifestyle and not do anything else. There's not a, I mean, I wasn't one of them.
Right. I did it for 7 years.
I did. Yeah, me too. I was almost 8 years or so. And I had to, you know, I was like, you know, decorating. I was a homemaker.
Yeah, I was too. And I did love it, but I was finding myself wanting more.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. All right. Well, I hope you stay with us. We're going to go to break. Cindy Vanderstreet is my guest, and you can go to facebook.com/CindyTouchstoneCrystal. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Independent consultant Cindy Vanderstreet is with Touchstone Crystal by Swarovski, and she loves what she does. Sure, her company is amazing, and the quality is superior, but selling jewelry isn't really what Cindy does for a living. She brings joy, happiness, and connection to women. Adding valuable sparkle helps shift their energy and brings joy to everyone they love to meet. Let Cindy mentor you to create your own dream life career. Contact her today at touchstonecrystal.com/CindyVanderstreet. That's Cindy with an I.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. We gon' walk it out and move on days. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. And I'll
we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. That was Rise Up by Andra Day. Is that how you say her name? And can I just mention A Love That Will Last? That was Steve Tyrell. What a great song and what a great rendition. Like, I love how people do it as a cover. Because, I mean, that song is timeless. It's been around forever. But Andra Day, beautiful. And you recommended that song.
Thank you.
Thank you for recommending it. I'm surprised I hadn't played it yet. In this next segment, now we were talking about, you know, hosting a party and how much it's about connecting and joyful and community and, of course, jewelry. But in this next segment, we're going to talk about serving and service to others. Mm-hmm. Because really, you're sort of, it's almost like you're handing off the baton to other women.
Absolutely. It feels really good to do that. Nicole, what I've been through, if I can turn that around and give that to others, that's everything to me.
Mm.
You know, what it's given to me over all of these years, specifically in the last 4 years since I've been with Touchstone. So.
And what it's given you is just confidence and, you know, purpose.
Purpose is everything. It's true.
Purpose.
It's true.
And contributing financially to your family.
My goodness, so years ago when I started, just to get a little bit to pay for dance or to pay for the baseball, and now to know that I could stand on my own if I needed to, it's overwhelming to me because I never thought I could get that out of this type of business.
Yeah, and that you even wanted that.
I didn't realize. Over time, you just do, and you start paying off things and all of just life in general, everything that you do with your earnings and the money aspect anyways, what it's done for me over all of the years and how I've been able to, you know, pay for my own car and help my kids in college and do all of these things that I used to worry about. Mm. I don't have that worry anymore.
Yeah.
That's everything.
It's amazing.
It really is. It really is amazing.
And it's not just about jewelry.
It's not just about jewelry. For me, it's not just about jewelry. And it's actually changed so much, Nicole, now. It's now me helping others reach their dreams or their desires in life, monetarily or personally in a business.
And right now, many people have lost their jobs.
Many
people. With the pandemic. And
so many.
So maybe the ideal person is a woman who, you know, is at that point of frustration where she wants to contribute.
So many women are looking for something, whether they're not working at all because they've lost their job, or they are working, but they're not working to the capacity that they were, or they're working full time while staying home, having their children at home, which is totally different.
Yeah.
You know, putting, helping them through. So they're teacher, their mother, their professional, their all of that. Or maybe they're none of that because they don't have a job at all and they're home single looking for something.
Yeah.
This type of business can be just amazing for them, whether it's a little side hustle or it's a full-time career.
Yeah.
You know?
And so how easy is it to get it going or to start earning?
Yeah. So this type of business is truly turnkey in the sense where you click a button, you sign up, and what you do this week, you could get paid for next week. That's what I love about this type of business.
Are you kidding?
Not kidding. Not kidding at all.
What you do.
What you do this week, you could get paid on next week. So we do get paid weekly. That's important because some people don't realize that when they start this type of business that the income, you know, they don't know how they're paid. Well, in with Touchstone, you're paid weekly. So you could start today and get paid next week.
Wow.
Yeah,
so probably not all direct sales are weekly.
Not all direct sales are weekly.
So what skills do you feel like a person needs to come to the table with? And what is your level of customer service?
Yeah, so when you say skills to the table, everyone is so different, Nicole. So just the willingness to try something.
Yeah, so that's the common thread.
That's the common thread. The willingness to, if you're not willing, you're obviously not going to do this, right?
But put much effort forth.
The willingness to try, but then once you're in here, just to be open and to try something new, to learn something, to be willing to learn something.
So it's not even about organizational skills.
That comes in time.
Yeah.
I mean, I call myself, and I love this because I do it with my children, with my team. I am perfectly imperfect.
I say that a lot because it's progress. It's about progress.
It's about progress.
And
it's coming to the table, willing to learn, and then taking it just one baby step at a time.
So let's talk about income. Because I went to a home party. I have three pieces. Of the jewelry, which I'm very proud. Love it. Well, I took it off because it's jingly. But I love it. I love that it doesn't wear off.
Right.
A lot of costume gold jewelry, you know, you start to get that, you know, tinge or whatever. And this doesn't wear off. So I love that because I wear mostly gold and at least, you know, it's not going to start to change.
And if it did, Nicole, we have an incredible lifetime replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't worry about things like that.
Yeah. You've got an amazing company that backs you up with everything. But let's talk about income because when I went to that home party and you said very casually, does anybody want to know how much I make? And I'm goosebumping again. I never seen anyone take it to that extreme level to share.
Yeah.
So can you share with the listener?
Sure. Well, I don't say something like that to brag.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the important part.
That's really important because I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
But I do know that for some women, all the difference in the world could be a couple $100 a month.
Yeah.
That could be all the difference. Right? But for some reason, it could be a couple thousand. And for some, they want more, you know, they want something, they want a business, they want an income that they can survive on their own. So consultants can earn a lot of money. They earn between 25 and 40% of all sales, whether it's party or individual sales. So just give you an example, Nicole, on a $1,000 party, a consultant can earn $250 to $400, depending on where she is in the business.
Okay.
You know, and then you figure out what you want. We also earn trips. We earn jewelry. We earn little sparkly bottles like this bottle I have in front of me.
Oh, I didn't know that was a touchstone item. Oh.
And it's all Swarovski crystal. Mm-hmm. But you women make $12,000, $50,000. I made $75,000 that year. And I know women in this business that are making over $250,000. So, I mean, this job, this business is real.
Yeah, this direct sales. Is it multi-level marketing?
It is.
Okay. They're
called direct sales.
Yeah.
Yes.
So direct sales is a real job because you work it every day. It is not a side hustle for you.
For me, it is not. It is a full-time.
Full-time.
Right.
Yeah.
But full-time for me, and I just to kind of share that.
Hours. Mm.
So full-time for me is I do myself about 3 to 4 hours of my own personal business.
Okay.
But with my team, I do have a central organization. There's about 120, and that changes because some women come into this business for a reason, so just to pay off something, a season, because they're trying to get through, say, even the holiday season.
Yeah.
Or a season or a lifetime. They come in like
go.
I did. And 4 years in, I do work this full time at about 15, 16 hours a week, sometimes more. Depending,
15 to 16 hours a week is your full time.
Yes, I give approximately ten hours to team and, you know, organization and training and all of that. Sometimes a little more depending on who joins the business, at what time, and then I do about 4 to 5 hours personal on my own.
Wow,
yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
Nice. It's nice. But I live and breathe it. When you own
your
own business, you're always on. But those are my hours I set for myself.
Those are your actual turn the clock on, turn the clock off.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we do have to go to break. I hope you stay with us. You can reach Cindy Vanderstreet at facebook.com/CindyTouchstoneCrystal. You have an amazing page. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Michelle Werdemann is a certified life coach, now offering an online coaching membership to support brain power and mental wellness. It's important to exercise our bodies, but we have to exercise our minds too. Our thoughts are what ultimately create the results in our lives. And becoming aware of our thoughts is what we dive into through her Mind, Brain, and Wellness program. You can start to create your dream life today from the comfort of your own home and at your own pace too. Contact Michelle today at mbwliving.com.
A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. For over 2.5 years, Nicole Perry has been writing her debut book, I Am on a Love Diet, and it's officially available on Amazon right now. Nicole's debut book, I Am on a Love Diet, is Nicole's story of how she focused on feeding herself love for 365 days and shares her very candid, raw, and personal thoughts about the dieting industry. Nicole's book is nonfiction, but reads like a beach novel. Get your copy today by visiting ilovemydiet.com.
are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. I love that was Katy Perry, Teary Eyes. And I love that she said, promise one day, baby, they're gonna dry. Oh, what a great line. That was awesome. Now, this next segment, I do want to talk about the business opportunity in a little more detail. But before we do, this really kind of goes along with it. How big is the fundraising? And is there a balance as to much how much you give and still can earn?
It's definitely a personal choice with the consultant. It's huge for me. I love being able to give back, especially today when you're not making a lot of we're not making a lot of money that we can necessarily give away. So fundraising is huge in my eyes. And as far as a balance, again, it's so personal. You give a percentage of the sales.
Well, you don't want to give everything away.
Well, you're working.
Yeah, money is fuel, and we need fuel to survive.
Right.
So,
so
you can just do a percentage.
A percentage, yes.
Okay. And there are lots of ways to sell, right? Mm-hmm. And lots of sales that are offered through the company, obviously. Why is respecting the person's needs so high on your list of integrity?
It's all about who I'm serving. It's all about giving to the person I'm working with. It's about them. It's not about me. I try to help them with what they want. It's really important to me. I would expect that in return.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly.
So it's making sure that it's all about them. It brings them happiness.
Yeah.
It brings them joy. I need to provide that.
Yeah. I love it. Now, how has your why shifted?
Oh, my gosh.
Because in the beginning, you said it was, you know, you had the kids and, you know, you wanted to contribute. And then you really, you know, loved calling something your own.
Yeah. So it's changed so much. And it really is about empowering others now and really helping them reach their goals. Where, you know, it's just changed so much where it's more about me helping others in my own personal life and for other people.
Now you're helping your team, you're guiding them, you're coaching them. You know, what are they really, are they coming to you as a mentor for helping them sort of figure out how to pay down their own debt and things like that and set themselves up for their future?
Yes. So Touchstone provides a system where when you start, they have a system in place, thank goodness. And I'm there to help them. I walk them through every step.
Oh.
And as they walk through this step, they're earning more jewelry. They're earning more money. We talk about their why. We talk about what they want from this business.
Yeah.
And then I guide them. There is a system. We have plenty of systems. That would be a whole nother show, Nicole.
The amount of systems but it's not overwhelming.
It's not overwhelming.
And you just take it one bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
And then before you know it, 16 years has gone by.
That's how it feels.
Right? Does it feel like yesterday?
It does feel like yesterday. What I'm happiest about is that I'm still as excited today as I was 16 years ago, if not more excited.
Now, the branding is important, and I want to talk about that. But what is it about this community?
Community.
How do you say it?
Touchstone Crystal by Swarovski.
Oh, by Swarovski.
Yes.
Okay. Say that again.
Swarovski.
Okay. It's not easy to say.
You went skiing, you broke your leg, you swore off skiing.
Swarovski. Oh, that's adorable. So what is it about the community?
From corporate all the way to the top, to the women that I work with that I've learned from, to my team, it's just everybody is in it for each other. There's no competition. We help each other. It's truly is, you know, that saying, women empowering women.
Yeah.
It is true. It's real and it's completely amazing.
Wow.
It's such a great community.
The only competition is yourself.
The only competition is yourself.
Yes. Really, no matter what.
No matter what.
Business you're in. So what do you love about the branding and why is that so important?
Well, I've found over the years branding is everything because it's trust. So people may not know what Touchstone Crystal is, but they know Swarovski. Swarovski's been around for 125 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, that's why I joined this company, because I knew that they were strong, and I had a trust in the brand. I had a trust in the company.
Yeah.
They've been around. I didn't want another company to just close up on me. That's what happened to me with my last company.
Oh.
So branding is everything.
Oh.
It really is.
Oh, interesting. Now, who is the ideal person?
There's so many.
So we talked about college students mm-hmm. and, you know, possibly the college student that's looking to pay down debt or pay for their books and things like that. But I love empty nesters looking for a purpose.
That's me. So truly, when I started Touchstone, my daughter was a senior in high school, and I was like, what do I do now? I know what I'm doing, but what do I do with it? And I needed a purpose. And I just sunk my teeth in, planted my feet, and just got to work. Doing something I love, though.
Doing something that you already love. Now, also, women, working women looking for a side hustle, or at work, work at home moms looking for a side hustle.
Huge part.
Because there's some people that are working at home that are not in the multi-level marketing.
Right. It's not always about the money either. So women will join for the money, but sometimes it's that community or the jewelry or just something to call their own.
Yeah.
Because they're so set up by another business telling, you know, what you have to do, and this is something you can do for yourself.
Yeah. So you can make a lot of decisions on what you, how you want to craft it.
You're your own boss, and you can be creative with it.
And the other person, the social media influencer.
That's huge. So, you know, today with social media, it's everything is online, and she wants to be able to share a product. What better product?
And also the fashion guru. I love that.
Anyone who loves style.
Yeah.
You know, there's. I had a woman say to me who joined the team recently, she's like, I just, you know, I'm just out of my 30s. I'm in my 40s. And I wanted to wear something that was classic and timeless. And that really stuck with me. And she's very stylish. She, you know, she wants to always look good. And she really feels fabulous in Touchstone Crystal.
Nice.
That really, that hit home.
Yeah, that it's classic.
But it's classic and timeless.
Not trendy. Trends are great.
Trends are great. And
fun.
You need them in every line. You do need them. But to have those classic pieces.
All right. Well, we do have to go to break. You can reach Cindy at facebook.com/CindyTouchstoneCrystal, but you can also find her at touchstonecrystal.com/CindyVanderstreet. And I want to share with you before we go to break a little quote that I love that I pulled from something you wrote. I love helping women feel beautiful, from that one little piece that puts that smile on their face to many pieces that could update their wardrobe and not even have to purchase a single piece of clothing. I love that. And with the COVID, what are they calling the weight thing? The COVID.
Oh, the 19 pounds.
Yes. Yeah. COVID-19. Yeah. Their weight, you can fit. All of it fits.
Jewelry always fits.
Love it. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
We all have a story, but in order to become the person we want to be, education is key. And behavior modification is Fran Lambert's expertise. Fran has helped thousands move away from old habits to achieve healthier, new ones, because there isn't just one thing getting in the way. And with Fran's realistic solutions and support, she has simple programs that you can sustain. Take yourself off the back burner, because you have everything to gain. Contact Fran Lambert today on Facebook at Happy and Healthy Inside and Out.
Everything you touch is gold. That is why my soul is shining. Feel just like I'm 10 years old. Everything is new and surprising. You don't have to dig too deep to find out your effect on me. 'Cause everybody that I know can see, and they're asking me, what is going on in your life? Oh, everything you touch is gold. That is why my soul is shining. Our story is not yet told. But oh girl, I think that you can
stop mining. I don't have to dig to see my treasure standing right in front of me. Everyone that I know is asking me.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Cindy Vanderstreet. And this is our last segment, and I want to ask you, how does it feel to be the main contributor to reducing down your own debt?
Feels amazing. So, I mean, Touchstone has given me so much, and I've been able to, just to give you an idea of different things that I've been able to do, I've been able to pay for the kids' college. I just bought a camper. We put in a patio last year in the back of the house. It just feels amazing. And I paid off all of my credit card debt that we've accumulated over time.
Yeah. It's so empowering, and I know that word gets thrown around a lot, but it's extremely empowering. And did you ever think you'd be able to pay for vacations for you and your husband and not have to worry about money?
Nope. So again, Touchstone offers vacation opportunity, and I've earned them all for two. So we've been to places like Alaska, Hawaii, Punta Cana, Bahamas. I mean, so I've been able to take my husband on a vacation every single year, sometimes twice a year.
Wow.
Completely paid for.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I can't remember the last time I went on vacation. I go to little mini vacations.
Well, now with the pandemic, it's changed.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right.
Of course. And how are you making the best of Zoom?
Oh, Zoom is, I had no choice because, you know, direct sales, it's in-home parties.
Yeah.
And when we couldn't be in anybody's home, we had to do it on Zoom. So I had to just jump right in and do the party, do training. I do everything on Zoom.
Yeah.
I had to learn, and I teach others. I teach the girls on my team how to do it too.
Yeah.
I have to.
And so is it just as easy?
It's different.
It's different, but you got to make the best of
it. You're still face-to-face communicating, and that's important for me. I like to see reaction.
Yeah.
I like to see, you know, the look in their eye. I like to, so that I can help them, so that I can serve people, so that I can help them get what they want.
Yeah. Or not try to be pushy and sell them something they don't want.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, just to, you know, rack up the sales. That's not what it's about.
It's not about that at all. It's about connecting and joy. The sparkle just adds to it. It sells itself.
It sells itself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't really have to do much selling about the jewelry. Now, what can you share with the listener about how you feel about retirement now? And, you know, you're not worried?
I'm not. I mean, I've always contributed something over the years, but at one time I was a little worried. I'm not. I'm able to stash some money aside and contribute to my retirement account every year. So I make that a priority, especially at my age now. And in the last 4 or 5 years, I've been able to really give to that.
Now, we talked about this earlier, that the typical comment is that it's not a real job.
Yeah.
When did it turn around for your family? When did they start to see?
I think, you know, I've always been able to provide the fun on the side, right? But the kids were younger then. I really think it was when I started with this business 4 years ago, and I was able to do things that are more tangible. You know, when,
like the vacations, paying down the debt,
paying off the debt, when you pay off debt, money becomes available. And you know, when different things happen in, especially my children's lives, and they need that help, and mom was able and dad were able to be there to help them through that.
Now, what is the most recent compliment? You mentioned this in something we went back and forth that you received about you were so comforting.
Yeah, somebody had shared with me that what they loved the most about is that I was very natural, and I wasn't pushy, and I was just very natural at what I do, and it made them feel so comfortable.
Yeah.
That means everything to me, because this is all about others. In my eyes, it's not about me. It's not what's in it for me. It's when you start thinking about what is in it for others, it comes back tenfold.
It comes back to you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to start from that gimme, gimme, gimme sort of mentality.
When you're in that space, it's just too crowded when you're in that space of thinking that, you know, gimme, gimme. It's not about that. It's what can I do for others?
Some people still have that mentality, though. And you see it. I see it on social media. I see it in real life. Nope. And I love that you just said it gets crowded.
It does.
When you have that mentality.
Yeah.
Mm, love that. Now, why are you so optimistic? People call you optimistic. Why are you so optimistic?
Nicole, I always see the glass half full. I have to. Like, so in my world, and I could get into so much with you, but I've struggled over the years. Even as from a child up, we've had, you know, middle income, youngest, I've seen a lot. And so I always try to be the peacekeeper, and I've always tried to be the one to make it better for others.
Yeah.
I'm still like that today. Yeah. When you're stuck in a place of negativity, that's where you are.
Yeah. And you come from a place of scarcity.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're constantly thinking about how I can make it better or what I can do, it just takes you to another level.
And it's not about not living in reality.
No.
Being optimistic versus pessimistic, and then there's the reality in between. You know, I've always heard that scenario. But it's not, when you're optimistic, it doesn't mean that you're not realistic.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
No, you just,
'cause some people think that you are. Some people think that if you're overly optimistic, that you're not realistic. And that's not what it's about. It's always about, for you, I feel like it's about making the, like you said, making the best of every situation.
There's no can't in my vocabulary. So I may not physically be able to do something, but I will always give something a try.
Yeah.
And that, I think, with that attitude and trying to always pull out the best, it's a win. It's a win.
So do you have any final last thoughts for the listener about reaching out to you?
Just don't be afraid. I mean, I don't bite. And I say, just like I said at the very beginning, give it a chance. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
At least feel free to reach out to find out more about what it's about.
Yeah. Well, you were amazing.
Oh, thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for being here today.
My pleasure.
So you can go again to touchstonecrystal.com/Cindy Vanderstreet. You can also go to facebook.com/CindyTouchstoneCrystal. I want to leave you with a final quote. Oh, this is by an unknown, too. I love this one. Never tell me the sky's the limit when there are footprints on the moon. Isn't that adorable?
That. Yes, it is.
I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.